It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, well,
thank
then.
God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
I'm picking up a radio show with no talent. The Aristocrats.
Aww.
Aww.
Lies. All lies. He's on the ball today.
I'm fired.
Nice.
Wow, it's like I turned around and everyone was here.
You weren't paying attention, were you?
I was just going about my business on the computer. I turn around and I got a room full of people staring at me.
Yes.
Well, we are the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. We are live right now, Tuesday. CringeHumorRadio.com. You can go there, listen. There's a chat board.
A chat board?
I'm really tired. A chat room, I meant to say. There's also a message board.
Yep.
And whatnot. I'm Derek, with me as always, Matt Pinfield.
Hi, how's it going, everyone? This is Matt Pinfield. I'm here.
Dope.
Steve.
We're not going to be playing any music for you tonight.
Steve, number one.
I'm just going to rub lotion on my bald fat head.
Vaughn.
How you doing?
And we got Dan filling in once again, trying to get his time up, trying to get his seniority up.
Hot
but
bacon
ranking out.
Don't think he's going to get off the couch.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
Actually, I like the couch, but yeah. I'd rather sit here.
Yeah, well, you like being close to the action.
Well,
yeah.
It's comfy on the couch, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot comfier than that fucking futon.
Yeah, this futon's been through some shit, man.
Yeah, well, hey, you should see what I did there.
With the windows open and everything.
All right, so here we are.
Here we
Let's
be.
Let's go.
Yeah. Here we is.
I'm gonna
All right,
try
what do we
not
got?
To sound
I don't know.
Too raspy.
Yeah, Matt, what happened to you?
I like it.
I like it too. I think you sound fantastic.
Well, you also said I sound like Tara Reid.
Well,
but
any number of hot women.
You said you sound like Lindsay Lohan.
I sound more like Lindsay Lohan, so take your pick.
Let me think about that. I don't know.
White Martin.
Unfortunately, you don't look tonight. Like either.
Unfortunately.
Wait, what did Dan say?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
I was saying he sounds kind of like the white Marvin Gaye to me.
Okay.
I shouldn't have let him talk.
Wow.
You'd be good for phone sex right now.
I can do some of my better raspy imitations, though.
Who was the black guy you came up with?
Oh, it was...
Shredder?
Sure, yeah. I can't believe these kids.
Black Man Motown.
Yo, what's going on? This is Black Man Motown. I don't know. I just came up with that out of nowhere. I've been sick since Thursday.
I think you caught something last night.
Of paying high prices.
New York.
I caught loud screaming. that new laryngitis out there. That sick strain of it.
Well, where were you?
Tucky
last
brings
night?
Up a good point. Tara Reid hot? I don't think so.
No, okay, I'll agree with that.
Tara Reid's a mongoloid boob.
Mangled nipples.
Well. Yeah.
American Pie, she was pretty hot. I'll give her that.
I didn't even know that was her.
She was hot before the fucking weird separated boob job.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to that anyway?
She got rocks put in her titty.
She was jealous of Lindsay Lohan.
Those are those
bottom line. Yeah.
Those titanium breasts we've been talking about. That's what.
Yeah.
She was the first one. And look what happened to her. Went this way.
Deteriorated.
Parted like the Red Sea.
They looked like the outline of a country. There was no symmetry whatsoever anymore.
Oh, like the landlocked Germany that we were
so much about. That actually has plenty of beach space right around the surrounding area of Denmark.
We were in Outback and we were what the hell were we even talking? Oh, we were trying
Hulk,
to come
Hulk
up
Hitler.
With
oh god.
Hulk Hitler.
We needed a residence.
And he's from Venice Beach, Florida.
California.
California?
Yeah, well that was his original. Oh, okay, now they I don't know what someplace in Florida. Yeah,
Hollywood, Florida, I think.
Hollywood, Florida.
I don't know.
But
anyway,
and Matt said what's like a beach in Germany? And Steve insisted that it's landlocked.
It is.
Matt came home.
It is not landlocked.
It is close to land. It's very close to being landlocked.
He came home, pulled up a picture of Germany, and there was just miles of, like, water surrounding
well,
because
the there's a like, an island mass off of the lower coast of Denmark, so that's, like, where most of the beach would be.
Yeah.
But then there's still a little bit more on the west upper west coast.
There's plenty of water.
There's plenty. I just wanted a name of a fucking beach. And
we
I found
this whole thing.
Bosom Beach.
Bosom Beach, Germany.
Not a lot of fucking rivers. How about just a river? Right?
From Bosom Beach, Germany.
Hulk Hitler.
Weighing 81 kilograms. The world dictating federation champion.
What you gonna do when a 60-inch howitzer blow a fucking hole in your country?
Wow.
But anyway, so he's from Bosom Beach officially.
he is. Like, he's that's a real person.
New, that's his new spring residence.
Bulk Hitler.
Anyway,
awesome. I'm done with Outback too.
Yeah,
well, I was very pleased with my meal. Okay. I don't have any complaints.
No one gets invited to these little discussions.
Well, it was the interesting. It was the big three. It was the big three. You know, we were discussing big moves for the show.
Oh yeah,
like getting your ass off of it.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Ouch.
The fuck.
Kidding. Too. Come on. I'm just fucking around.
Oh shit.
Kinda.
Anyway.
Asshole.
So yeah, I sound worse than shit, I guess.
And you were sick originally, right?
Thursday, I woke up with a sore throat, and I was like, I don't know if this is my new allergies. That whole shit, new allergies. Have you heard about that?
New allergies.
It's just called new allergies.
Yeah, they all morphed.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all
about
like
2 or 3 years ago, I started getting allergies. I never had
me
them
me too.
Sucks.
Yep, the never had them in my life.
Went like 3,000,000% higher or something a couple
I don't know. What is it? Because everything's like changing and altering, like in a fucking up all their DNA because of all
something
the shit
like
that's
that.
Going
yeah.
on in our world. Your all the body. Pollution and everything else. It's getting fucked up, so we're now getting allergic to stuff that we were never allergic to before because now
I'm like allergic to skin now.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to breathing.
Yeah.
They say your body naturally changes every 7 years.
Approximately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my body hasn't changed in 20 years.
No.
7 year itch.
Yeah, Vaughn, you're not normal, though.
I was born this way. I came out this way. Just all the hair is accumulated over the years.
Yeah, I'm waiting for 28 so I can get skinny again.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was up to 7 years Doubt old, it. I was scrawny. And then from 7 to 14, I was fat. From 14 to 21, I was.
You kissed
skinny.
Your metabolism goodbye.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, they. What you should do, if you get a local honey, will help you with a lot of your...
A local honey?
But the thing
so
is,
like a prostitute?
Yeah.
She'll help me out?
But Derek, how are you going to get honey when half the bees are disappearing or better off, dying?
I know
because
a guy.
Of cell phones.
I know a guy.
Because of cell phones?
Well, really? That's what they say. It's
I
one
know,
of the reasons.
Zeke, is he a beekeeper?
Zeke's a beekeeper.
Oh, fucking Zeke and Ephraim are back.
Some bees.
So, okay, you were getting better.
I've seen some bees.
And we went to the show last night. We went and saw Typo at Irving Plaza.
He got to see Typo?
Finally saw it.
Holy
finally.
Shit.
Yeah.
You didn't lose the ticket this time?
No. I did not.
Did he hold
it to his chest like he was going to the bus in first grade?
He swallowed it and then shit it out right in front of the guy.
Get his name on it. It's in the shape of a school bus.
They were delivered to my house and put right in my dresser drawer.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes before the show, he couldn't find them.
Yeah, well, fuck. Lost.
Dude, shit.
Gone. But,
Yeah, I'm sure there's fucking plenty of... There was plenty of disgusting people there, of course.
I was very disappointed with the the clientele, so to speak.
Yeah,
so to speak.
It was definitely a bad crowd.
Yeah, Irving Plaza. It's like drinks.
Yeah, but
no, it's just the type of person.
I had been there a month before for a different show, and it was so much better.
Yeah.
Just a different type of people that they attract. It's the unfortunate downside of seeing them live.
They attract a very weird, naive, and like unnecessarily...
childish?
Scrutinizing.
If you were going to have
a person, I guess maybe like us.
Yeah.
If you were going to have a picture in the dictionary next to Sausage Fest, it would probably be one of those concerts.
It would be a typo show,
pretty much.
Yeah.
It had its fair share of pretty
any,
hot girls.
Any big, meaty Sausage Fest.
Any concert. Any,
like
any
Peter
concert's going to be 75% guys anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
There were plenty of attractive girls.
Well, now, Gwar shows. When I go to Gwar shows, it's a good mix.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What? Gwar's a good show, man.
I wouldn't go anywhere near a Gwar show.
The dog is eating a fossil.
Odorous.
That's a good show. That's
I guess the highlight of the night was, of course, the Matt's delight. I'm sure this was hilarious. When we went back to Penn Station, I ritually slide down the railing. And
oh, yeah.
We were telling Terry. I got halfway down. I started losing my balance, so I started teetering. And then I just fell backwards and landed on the step, like right on my back.
Oh.
Like, oh, my God, my back hurts so bad. I swore I was going to start pissing blood because I thought it was a kidney.
You gave a leg drop to the steps.
Oh, God.
You bounced.
So bad. I know. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
It's like, he's dead.
I'll do it again, though.
I guess so. Correct.
And the dirty water dogs were fucking delicious that we had. We had two.
Yeah, we had two.
Two trips to the dirty water dogs.
One on the way out, one on the way in.
Wow. They were delicious. They were like $2.50 for a dog and a soda. I thought that was pretty damn good.
You're making out.
Just some lonely guy in a fucking little stand.
That guy was weird.
I know.
He just like stared at you and held the hot dog out like you were going to murder him.
Or he was going to murder you.
I know. Like he was going to put it in my butt.
Yeah, he just like this glazed look in his face like this is all I do.
Dude,
all I do is hand people hot dogs.
Half those guys are so dead
so
to the world. It's like
I don't know. The first guy we had was like
pretty
a black,
lively
black guy.
Yeah,
he was
pretty lively.
He was into it. He had the hot dog in the bun within like 3.6 seconds.
Hold on, was he a white guy? The second guy?
Second guy was
Arab, maybe
Arab, and Middle Eastern.
Like that. Oh, they're Pakistani. Looking. They want to stab you in the face. That's what they're
I guess.
Doing.
No,
they're planning a way
he
to blow up
scared.
The place.
That's the best expression I could get out of him. Was he looked scared?
Well, probably half asleep or something.
So wait, you got these hot dogs at the end of the show?
The first one we had on the way out,
yeah,
like of the
Penn Station,
of Penn Station, then one right on the way in.
Okay, and so you were coming back to Penn Station. You had the and this is where
well,
you had the Hindu guy.
That's where we had the weird Hindu guy. Yeah, we just walked across the street.
And was there a horde of guys looking just like you, all in black with long
nah,
hair?
No, not really, because we left before the show ended.
Oh. Yeah, we left like right before the last song.
We like barely got the train.
Yeah, well, yeah, we would have been all right if I didn't have to take a piss.
Yeah, we had to run back. Sorry.
I know. What the fuck? Like, you don't think we
I'm on
that?
Mic stand patrol tonight. I'm just watching him. I'm going to take him away. You're just going to have to hold him.
You're going
to
handcuff me when I come to the
Yeah, seriously.
So, yeah, we went to Penn Station.
Yeah. It's a Steve Kiff.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway. So, that was a good night,
That was a good night. Dirty Water Dogs and
Typo.
Yeah.
And,
doing
Who
the
else
Beatles.
Play with them?
Brand New Sin and Celtic Frost.
See? Oh,
who?
Celtic
who?
Frost, huh? Celtic Frost is good.
They were excellent.
Yeah, they were a very good band.
Do they have bagpipes?
No.
They're all bag, no pipe.
Yeah. If like, they ain't got bagpipes, I don't want to listen to them.
They're like Nordic, aren't they?
Yeah, they're actually German, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they were
the guy was speaking
German,
I couldn't remember if they were like Scandinavian or German.
Yeah, they just came back this like last year or something like that after a
kinda,
long hiatus.
They released an album after like 10 years.
They were very good, extremely solid. You could understand everything they were playing individually.
Yeah, I like that.
Which is good.
That's real
especially
good.
for fast music. Do you know them, Dan?
For metal.
I don't think so.
You should.
Very good. They're very eccentric looking. Best comparison I can give the, was he bass?
Oh, the fat guy with the beard.
The fat guy with the beard. He looked like a hybrid of Rob Zombie and Violent J.
Ew and ew.
A huge beard.
He talked like a professional wrestler, and it was hilarious.
Awesome. And he played lefty bass.
He played lefty
Never
bass.
Never seen that before, ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Like lefty guitarists, I mean, what, Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix? That's like the only ones I know of.
Basically.
Well, I'll tell Paul McCartney the bad news.
Paul McCartney
Well, I don't acknowledge him as a musician because I hate his guts.
Oh, wow.
Okay, fine. Him too. I forgot.
Peg leg.
Whoops!
Freak.
I kind of missed like the most famous man in the world.
Sting?
Isn't
he? Doesn't play lefty. No.
No.
No, it's right. I think.
No.
I don't think so. He plays dulcimers, or what the hell is he playing? A lute. He's playing lutes now.
The
lute. So he gives a fuck.
Yeah, he's a weird
he plays
yoga
the skin
fag.
Well, no, isn't the police? Didn't the police come back this?
Yeah, weren't they going to see him?
I want. I keep getting tickets. They're going to be so much money though. They're like $50 to $300.
Wow!
But they're playing at the Garden in August.
That's true.
It's probably already sold out.
Oh yeah.
But I would definitely like to go.
Recalculus.
Because they were never ever going to regroup ever.
Nope.
They swore it. They said no.
They probably won't even do it for this. They'll all play their parts individually, and then
they'll come out, put it on a loop.
Yeah, Sting will be in England somewhere, and fucking
They'll have cubicles. Yeah, they'll have
one guy will be in MSG, and they'll do the rest via satellite.
They'll do it in cubicles.
Yeah,
like a circle in the round, but it's just cut off because each one is in a different circle.
Hosted by Van Halen.
Tucky says they're from Switzerland.
Cool.
I don't know if he's talking about Celtic.
Celtic Frost.
Probably, yeah. Close enough. Yeah.
It's the fucking same thing.
Wow. It's no, it's not.
And before we started the show.
And Germany's landlocked.
Yeah. What other fountain of misinformation?
Dude, there's no difference between Germans, Austrians, and Swiss. They're all the same thing. It's just boundaries and borders and kingdoms and shit.
Well, I have a Swiss army knife, not a German army knife.
I'm just saying,
ideally, it's the same thing.
It has something on it.
Before we get into any kind of news or anything. We were talking to our good friend Dan here about his woes in the life of a soon-to-be married man. Can you explain to us what he was talking
about?
They're
not so much woes.
Woes? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his woman might actually hear this. Knock it off.
Yeah, she was asking how she can listen tonight.
Good job, Vaughn.
Well, I don't think her computer's fast enough, though.
Dickhead. Right.
She's on dial-up. Who cares?
Yeah, basically.
Give her a virus in the computer. Oh, whoops.
Try to be as positive as possible to talk about this.
What do you want to know?
Well, what are you talking about? Come on.
Don't yell out stuff like you were yelling last week.
Yeah, wow.
I was fired up last week.
Racist on and a half. Holy shit.
I'm sorry. I was watching.
You were doing well.
Yeah.
You have
the floor, Dan.
I was watching Private Parts before I came over.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm getting hyped up to do a radio show.
No, it just happened to be on FX last week.
We're going
to
start counting money FX. Afterwards? Is that what it was?
Wow. Private Parts on FX. That had to be...
Or TNT. It was horrible.
Long.
It was horrible.
Minutes long.
I've never actually even seen it.
Really?
I've seen bits and pieces.
I saw it. It's...
Yeah.
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 It's all right.
It's mildly... Oh, no.
I think we have a clip from it.
Excellent, the fart man clip.
Fart man is here.
That is Howard Stern in the 80s.
That was pure live. Pure live.
So, what were you saying?
We're talking about...
Because, you know what? You know why I'm doing this? Because every time we have Dan on the show...
Wow, it fucking reeks over here.
Yeah!
You need to fucking stop. Because I can't...
I have a problem.
Think
what you're
doing.
I have a stomach problem.
Every time we have Dan on the show, he may get like two or three things in.
Yeah.
So it's something he was talking
about.
Well,
now you know why.
Started. Yeah.
Well, you put him on the spot now, so it's hard for me.
Because he's like, so anyway, I'm just like, I got a fart.
And it kind of gets train wrecked.
Okay, interrupt with my vulgarity.
I think Matt's dead.
Matt died.
Basically, if I'm not being crude or racist, I don't get any airtime.
I think his goatee is falling off.
His hair's falling out.
Oh, God.
It doesn't smell that bad. I'm kind of glad I'm not in that seat tonight.
Yeah, you are.
So anyway, Dan's getting married.
Anyway.
Well,
I was talking about the countdown of freedom on my computer.
The countdown of freedom.
Well, you're practically already...
The countdown
already
to
gave yourself,
freedom.
You already gave yourself a life sentence by saying, will you marry me? So you have no freedom anymore. Once you said yes, you know, got on the knee and put up the hand.
But I didn't get on the knee.
What'd you do?
Like you're actually free to do stuff.
Wait, what'd you do? What'd you drive home? What, were you driving home from a long dinner at
No, we went to the...
Baja Fresh.
Yeah, Baja Fresh.
Actually, we went to Surf Taco.
See? It was close.
Much better than Baja Fresh.
Whatever. Elitist.
Yeah, we went to the beach to watch sunset, and we're sitting on some swings at the beach that we hung out in all the time back in college.
Oh.
And I put in a big Easter egg, since it was the day before Easter. And I kind of chucked it at her. I said, here.
Hit her in the head
Easter.
With it.
Bitch, choke on it.
And it was
I really
love.
Wanted to throw it at her, but I'm like, I just spent a shitload of money on what's inside.
That
I'm not throwing it.
That opens while I'm throwing it at her, and it falls in the sand. I ain't looking for it.
Where were you, where was
That'd
this
be funny at? If you can get it in a real
Seaside.
Egg.
The beach in the bay, or yeah, watching the sunset over the bay.
Some guy's like hiding in a bush, and he runs and grabs the egg.
You know what's funny? Someone was telling me the day before.
You know how much money I can get for this? At least a good bottle of rum.
Someone's
telling me. A bottle of rum and an apple.
Shut up!
I could pawn this for a nudie magazine.
Nudie!
I'm going to the skin bar.
Sorry, Dan. We just
go ahead, Dan.
It's Zeke, I understand.
It's very important.
I don't hold the candle to Zeke.
You just told him to shut up.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Someone at work was telling me the day before I proposed.
Yeah, Zeke!
Fuck you. All
right, go ahead.
That, you know, I was telling them my idea. They're like, yeah, I heard someone did that, like got married on the beach, and they put it in something else. And they had a fight right before they went to the beach, this couple. And he hands her whatever the ring was in. It wasn't in a ring box.
Conch shell.
She got pissed off at him and threw it in the ocean.
Oh,
it was
no.
Like wintertime. So the guy's diving in the fucking freezing cold water. I'm like, I really hope that doesn't happen tomorrow.
Fucking, he's got to fight a giant jellyfish for it.
Think of it that way. All the money he lost on that ring and how much he would save if he didn't marry her and end up divorcing her ass and losing half his money.
No, they end up getting married.
No, he's an asshole.
I'll just buy an onion ring.
You're also talking about the fact Simpsons. That you are kind of, you know, both living at home technically.
Fat?
Yes. Yes, we're both fat.
Wow.
Oh, I was totally not right.
I was just going to say the phrase, I lost so much money on that ring, means something completely different to me.
The beers.
Oh.
Wrestling?
No.
And
no,
the fact
no.
that you guys are, none of that. You know, wanting to probably move out at some point and get a place
it's
your
just... We're going through the whole mortgage process right now, which is fun.
Yeah.
Not easy in New Jersey.
No.
No, that's fucking ridiculous in this area.
Really anywhere, but especially Jersey.
Jersey.
What do you lose?
And, like, we're looking at a co-op.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell the difference between a condo and a co-op is. They all look the same to me.
I don't know.
But my mortgage broker.
Cell phone.
Well, isn't a condo
apparently
like,
Howie Mandel
like,
came out of the floorboards and took it.
A co-op's, like, kind of, like, still, like, an apartment complex like this. But it's a condo. Like, you have, like, your own place. Like, not like, you know, how he has, like,
it's
he lives above somebody.
It.
Fuck the phone, Matt. Give it up.
Oh, I forgot to turn mine off. Whoops.
Anyway, so you're doing all that, having a good time with it, right?
And because we're looking at co-ops, because the maintenance service or whatever that Chrissy likes is better.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking harder to get a mortgage.
Yeah?
If I was going for, like, a regular piece of property, I would have had my pre-approval. But because I'm going for a fucking co-op, I have to actually do the mortgage application to get approved. So it's just...
Thanks for bringing that up, Vaughn.
And that is the segment with Dan.
You're depressing him.
I'm really sorry that this is really boring radio for whoever's listening.
I think it's interesting because I don't get to talk
to
him.
It's not even considered radio, I don't think. We'll talk to him off the air, will you?
Shut up.
All right. How
about
what
are we going to do? We're going to do some yuck yucks with some stories? Big deal. We can't talk about real life?
Vaughn? No.
We were a podcast originally. We did this once in a while.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
I was really trying to get you to do the show when I was told we were going to take the day off today.
Yeah, so? What do you want? A fucking metal?
Oh, shut up, you asshole.
Or a monument.
Or both.
Fine. Take the day off.
I think he wants a Yankee Doodle.
Because if you only listen to the show and you don't actually listen to the podcast, you would know that we didn't record last Thursday's show.
And why didn't we record?
Because of your dopey ass.
No, because you were pissing me off and I forgot to record.
I was recording.
It's Vaughn's fault.
Derek's always good at passing the buck.
My fault.
I wouldn't say I'm good at it. I just do it.
Dude, you should have like a degree in passing the buck.
Literally, I looked and it wasn't recording. I think I went... Vaughn!
At 12:05, you went, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is it recording tonight?
Oh, shit.
Fuck, dude.
Just missed that whole dance story. Damn it.
What a shit.
Nah, we got 27:47.
Oh, good.
All right, well,
we wasted a half an hour on life. Good.
Let's get on something
entertaining. Can you find the Mickey Mouse, Terror Mouse thing for me, please?
Terror
and, like, read
Mouse.
It a little bit or something.
What, are we going to have some yuck yucks with the story?
This is a good one.
An Islamic cat with huge ears, as Matt called it?
I think... This would be good. Let's talk about it.
This is hilarious.
Is this Vaughn approved?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No. Right, just keep going.
I'm not
going
to do it then. Forget it.
He does. He has some chubby cheeks there. What's up with that?
What about the Fort Dick 6?
No, the mouse.
Oh.
We'll do that next.
I mean cat.
Because it's probably made out of paper mache and
let's not
the
get
skin
off
of other fucking Hindus.
The skin of infidels.
Mickey Mouse.
Let's not get off the written piece of paper that Derek has in front of him. Oh wait, he doesn't. We do this off the cuff.
What the?
So
that makes it edgy.
turn his edgy. Microphone off.
What the fuck? Do you work for Cousin Joe? Like, what are you doing?
I thought he was an infiltrator.
I just like busting your ass. Infidel. You know that. Come on.
Well, you're busting your own ass. This is your show, too.
Get on with it. Let's get some funny with this place. I like to say things.
Aren't
there
a fourth grade haircut?
What an asshole.
Fourth grade fat kid haircut.
Handsome Dan the garbage man.
The crew cut.
Fuck you, really Bob.
I bet Steve looks just like you from Steve Gas. Oh, man. Probably like separated at birth.
Do you remember in high school when Vaughn got an actual full-blown crew cut?
Oh, I didn't know him then, so.
No, I didn't either.
I don't know.
I actually avoided him.
Yeah,
I
remember. Me too.
Come on there, happy boy.
It was like 5 years old all over again.
Yeah.
I had people, like friends, all out the hallway with walkie-talkies like, yo, Vaughn's coming this way. All right, let's quick, dip into this classroom. We'll let him go by.
Dip into the classroom.
I don't want to talk about it.
You had your own secret service in high school?
Yeah.
Your Vaughn service.
I had Mr. Patash.
Quick, there's a neutral locker where we can hide in over here.
Like, you can't do that television.
Just watch out. Make sure you don't get slimed.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Mickey Hamouse.
Mickey Hamas.
Hamas militants have enlisted the iconic Mickey Mouse to broadcast their message to Islamic domination. And armed resistance to their most impressionable audience.
Nation. Domination.
A giant black and white rodent named Farfar, or Butterfly.
Giant black and black mouse.
Why would they call him a butterfly?
Because they're
but
stupid.
Unmistakably a Mickey ripoff, does his high-pitched preaching against the U.S. and Israel on a children's show.
Oh, my God.
Run each Friday on Al... what is it?
Al Jazeera?
No, AXA? AQSA. I don't know.
Al-Aqsa?
I can't.
Al-Aqsa TV?
Al-Aqsa, I guess. Yeah.
Al-Kuzula?
A station run by Hamas.
Fucking putting Qs in places where they shouldn't go.
Yeah, seriously. Fuckers.
God damn it.
The militant group sworn to Israel's destruction shares the power in the Palestine government.
Wow. Do they have video of that?
No,
I think I've seen video of it, though.
Hi, kids. You know what I really hate? Jews.
And all those Americans.
Honestly, that mouse looks like Ted Kennedy.
His fucking head is humongous.
He's got these wide cheeks. And, like, his eyes are just, like, in his bad spot.
It's really
just
horrible.
Like Ted Kennedy.
Mickey Jihad.
It was made in Korea and shipped to Jihad.
Picture, like, getting, like, a stuffed Mickey doll on the, like, some crummy boardwalk.
He looks like he has the mumps.
Like, he's got the mumps. Mickey's got the mumps.
Mickey mumps. His lovely Mickey mumps.
Oh, nasty.
Mickey El Akbar Abu Jazeera Hama Jihad Hakadak.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Shoot the Whitney Yankee 47.
J-A-Z-E-R-A-H-U-A-M-S-Q.
Q. Tons of Qs.
Like, he's hoarding all the money he stole from the Jews he killed.
He eats money.
He does.
The giant jewel-encrusted mouse that eats money.
His cheeks are stuffed with fucking...
He prays all day and shoots people with his AK-47 all night.
This is fucking ridiculous.
I really hope the infidels all die and go to hell.
So anyway.
What else did Mickey Mouse say? I don't know. I didn't watch Mickey Mouse.
What we got going on, Jed? Anything?
People leaving, probably.
Wow.
No, evacuating.
This is an interesting topic.
I think
it's hilarious. And,
you ruined it.
Nobody's running with it. Thank you.
What?
Well,
We're trying.
I don't know what else to say.
We're trying.
I guess I'll do the show alone from now on.
All right. It's the Steve show.
I'll write you a credit line for all the equipment.
Steve Kratz.
Yeah, a credit line. I owe you
equity.
Whatever it costs to be paid in full at some point.
Gladly pay you Tuesday for your podcast equipment today.
Wow. It is Tuesday.
Whoops. Next Tuesday.
So, yeah, we got...
I think it's the most god-awful thing that they can't even, that they don't even have their own idea of maybe doing a separate character. They have to rip off Mickey Mouse. The most recognizable
image.
Character in the world.
And poorly.
Have you ever seen any clown service in the area when they do you hire a clown for a kid's birthday?
Oh yeah.
Or you hire a character for a kid's birthday?
Yeah.
They're some of them actually they get good actually afford the money. Well, no, there's some that they forward the money to buy the costume, yeah. and they can't use the name of the costume, or no. they get a, or they get like sued out of.
They do
get
that
shut
at
down.
Friggin' IHOP. They have a like yellow square man.
Yeah.
And like,
and then
yellow
instead of
what?
Dish sponge.
Yeah,
yeah.
They got SOS pants,
rectangle
Ocello
pants.
Fucking trousers.
Unless it's not
Brillo Bob. Brillo Bob.
Nice one.
Scotch Bright rectangle pants.
Unless it's not like okayed by the company, they have to use the worst.
Yeah,
and it's the same character. It looks
Dora
just like
Dora the
them.
Explorer is like little brown girl.
Yeah, Rita the Explorer.
Rita the Explorer.
Muchacha Caliente.
Ocello Bob rectangular pants.
Geometric shaped trousers.
Oh, my favorite one. Big Blue Dog.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, Big Blue Dog.
Oh, no.
They really call the SpongeBob like Yellow Sponge Man or something.
Yeah. Something stupid.
It'd be funny. I think it'd be funny if they had Donald Duck or Daffy Duck doing that bit on the TV show.
Black Duck and White Duck.
Yeah.
Ronald Duck.
With AK-47s in hand.
Oh, God.
And a white guy that looks like Elmer Fudd.
I
he's dressed
to,
in a military uniform. They come up to him and just shoot him to death every time.
I went to the Perkins in I'm crying. I'm sorry. In Neptune once, a couple years back, and they had like they were doing this thing for a while where they had like some idiot that probably works there dress up as like Scooby Doo or SpongeBob, yeah. like walk around. I'm like, this
crime
is making
fighting
me
dog
very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I don't want a person, especially somebody dressed as a dog on two legs, walk out to be like waving and doing a terrible imitation, going, "How's your fucking eggs?" I'm like,
"How's your fucking eggs?"
Get the fuck away from me.
The worst is when you're in Disneyland and you get the breakfast with the characters.
I had that
when you
were
a
kid,
right?
The hot ones would be nice.
Well, I when I went in like 2000 with my little sister, I think we went like it was close to her birthday or whatever. And we had dinner with Tigger.
Dinner with a Tigger.
Tigger.
Tried to take my sister away.
His fat white girlfriend.
Yes.
That is what Tiggers do best.
It's true.
You fuck white, fat white girls.
Yep. The Tigger was
Dan's gonna die.
He's not familiar with that.
Oh, he doesn't know anything about that.
Do you know anything about Tiggers?
I kind of put two and two together.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't a callback.
He isn't Vaughn, don't worry.
What was that story?
You said Tigger and fat white girl.
What, when he smacked the kid?
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
He smacked some kid, that's it. Yeah.
Well,
it's Disney World and a Tigger smacked my kid.
Well, yeah.
I remember when we were kids. I remember when I was kids, the first and only time I went
when
to...
There was no
kids.
Tiggers in your neighborhood like there are
Shut
now?
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
No, there's no Tiggers. It's Clint.
Hold the neighborhood. Get those Tiggers out.
When I was a kid, the first and only time I went to Disneyland, we did that whole breakfast with the characters, and it was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever been to.
Very uncomfortable.
Because besides them walking around, which I'm totally okay, you know, people walk around in costume suits, it's just the kids either freaking out and crying.
Yeah.
It's like 8 o'clock in the morning, and their parents trying to like condole them, like thinking this was a good idea. And just the parents who...
Console.
You know, the parents who brought... Whatever. The parents who brought kids that are a little old for this to it.
Yeah.
They thought it would be, you know, something cool for them. And they're just, like, completely all creeped out. Like,
yeah, no, it's not cool.
This wasn't a good idea.
I would much rather have a dinner with, I don't know, Belle or...
I'd rather have
Pocahontas.
A dinner with...
Pocahontas.
I'd rather
one
have
the actual females.
Poker hot ass.
Seriously.
I had dinner with Cinderella when I was
hot.
Little.
That's fine.
I'd rather have
it. She kissed me.
Ooh. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you make out with her butt?
I wanted to, but my dad said no.
I'd rather have a dinner where Albert Fish prepared it and served it to me than put out with the characters.
You are disgusting.
No, I want Alice.
Want Alice
there was
Cooper?
A British. Yeah. No, there was a British girl who played Alice, the whatever you would call them, character. Yeah. They just call them that, characters.
The Wonderland.
The non-costume, well, the non-like full costume.
Well,
wearing.
All of them are characters, even the ones that serve, like, sell tickets to your full characters.
Yeah.
Or cast members, it's called.
Jobbers.
Oh, yeah, cast members.
But anyway, yeah.
What's her face from Friendly's works down there now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not name dropping.
Okay.
You can drop a first name.
Do the name drop all the time. Just
how
the
about
names.
I worked with somebody who does that?
How's that?
Yeah. Name drop.
Be too. Very generic with it.
Yeah. What's her face? I thought that was generic.
There you go.
Yeah, that's so generic.
But
Yeah.
So anyway, back to this. Of all characters that they would pick, Mickey Mouse is like, what?
We have a clip from his show.
Okay.
Hey, kids.
Wow.
That is 100% real.
That is
live.
That is Red Book audio.
Hold on. You really...
That is the first time I farted and Vaughn didn't step on it.
I'm off this week. I'll call your doctor and make you an appointment if you want. Seriously.
Have a problem.
I kind of like it. For the show, it's good.
Oh, it's good, yeah. How many times today?
How many shits today?
Hold on. How many times today?
Eight.
How many times since I walked
shits?
In? Three
Two.
Times you've been in the bathroom.
Twice.
You shit eight times today?
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Is your There's asshole so,
It is unprecedented.
I've been up since 6 a.m.
Seriously. Seriously, as you sit down on that toilet, is your asshole just going, like screaming in pain?
It's shooting blanks.
It's got to borrow shit from other parts of your body. Just
does
like...
your asshole look like an orangutan's asshole, just bright red?
I'll tell you exactly what it does.
Oh, no. See what you started, dude? Why do you got to bring it up?
Because he's going to talk about it anyway, this shit machine.
I think this is the good one. That's basically what it does.
I can't even
and then it evacuates like mound.
This is.
I don't know what's worse.
Did you give birth?
Are you shitting out a Slurpee? What the fuck are you doing?
That was on the fourth.
Matt just ripped off his headphones and dropped his mic and gave up.
It sounded like you poured an entire bowl of oatmeal into the toilet.
Like throw it at the toilet.
Yeah, he dropped it from the ceiling.
Matt's dying.
That's I don't awesome. Know what's worse, that you shit eight times a day or that you record every one.
Not all of them. Just
he has a library in his room, probably. That's why we're not allowed in there. Like, it's logged every... Pardon the pun there.
He deletes all the ones that aren't over 80 decibels.
Yeah. No, I do a lot of deleting. If I feel like it's going to be big... I'll record it and send it to Steve number two.
I know. He played one for me. I laughed my ass off because she did whatever, and you're like laughing. You go to Carly, like, do you hear that? She's just like, yeah. He was not amused at all.
You should do a podcast to test your dumps.
I probably could, like this one. It's the same one.
It's like a shotgun goes off.
Yeah, seriously.
That was a chocolate shotgun. That was the definition right there.
It's like
absolutely disgusting.
It would be the best podcast too. It'd just be like that Masterpiece Theater music, and all of a sudden it stops dead silent, a big boot, and then it goes back to normal.
For all you people out there that think this is funny,
it's not.
You don't have to live with it.
We have to work with it, like every
Our
Carly. You have a choice.
Wait, yeah, Carly. Like shit all the time.
What?
Wow. You shit the bed
well,
like
between Derek and the dog.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know which is worse. Poor Carly doesn't have much. I hope. Did you step on a cat?
A lot of them are just gas.
That was a choking duck.
It sounds like a mallard whistle.
Wait. Seriously, I think the reason why he... I think the reason why he's kept his show going for almost, 2 years now?
Close
is
to
just,
it.
It's just so he can broadcast his feet.
Yes, he wants...
Finally, I have a platform.
His ass now has a forum.
He's like,
to speak.
He's like the Pavarotti of dumps.
I have something to say, damn it.
Speak.
No, that's I'm just saying.
He's like, he's thinking of himself like, I really want people to hear my most private moments. I don't have a way to do it. Oh, I know. Let me buy radio equipment.
Yo, seriously.
We'll do a show as a cover, and then eventually I can work my way into
just shitting on
recording
radio.
And playing shit.
If there is a constant on this show, it is Derek's gas.
The second time you ran in the bathroom before we started the show, I was telling him we should just get you wireless headphones, a wireless mic, and have you sitting there the whole damn night.
Who was?
We did a show like that before.
Who was the first recorded for it? Was it Ray? Was it Engineer Ray?
I think so.
Oh, man.
The first recorded shit was Pat.
Oh, and that was devastating.
While Carly was throwing up.
Yeah. Oh.
Not in the same
toilet.
Oh, toilet.
Yes. That was the turning point.
Carly was puking in a bucket.
Oh, she dedicated one of them to somebody, too, who has a puke phobia.
Yeah. And Pat was shitting at the same time. I was laughing, and Eric was almost crying.
Eric was grimacing.
He basically left the show after that.
If I remember, that was the end of the original Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Well, he came. He did like two more.
It's like the Fall of Rome.
But it was
begrudgingly.
But it was never the same after that show. Mm-hmm. After that bomb and puke fest,
I had to tell him there was
same.
Like cake here, and he'd show up, and there'd be radio
There's
equipment.
There's cake. We're doing a hot wing eating challenge.
We're doing a cake eating
show
challenge.
Up.
Literally, I had to tempt him with food. That's how we did the first hot wing challenge.
And that won't work anymore. So.
Yeah. That won't work. Even come for the White Castle show.
Yeah, if they fucking open it.
It's getting there.
It's getting there.
They had like a strike. Like electrical workers were striking.
Did they have the giant rat up front? I love that.
No,
you see a giant rat, either 95.7's there. Or there's a union strike. Giant blow-up rat.
Nah, they were striking like a month ago. I think it was holding up the process.
Interesting.
They moved it. It's on the left side of the parking lot now. It actually looks smaller.
Yes.
But maybe taller, but like not as
well,
wide.
Well, they didn't use all that fucking... They didn't need all that room.
I don't know what the hell.
They didn't need
Well, they had like an extra kitchen.
Yeah, they didn't need it.
I've never seen it in use.
They must get busy during the day.
Yeah.
I saw it once in 1988.
Whoa!
He remembers
and
the day.
He's not lying.
It was a balmy August evening.
No, it was July. It was my birthday.
It was a balmy July morning.
Holy shit, they're using the second grill.
Wow. I like, shit my pants waiting for this sandwich.
Well, like Wendy's and shit has one. You never see it unless it's the weekends, though.
Yeah.
You never see them use it.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm normally there at like 3 in the morning.
It's the only time I go.
Yeah.
Usually after this show.
So yeah, Mickey Mouse,
Jihad.
It's like America by Rammstein.
Yeah,
this is a perfect example.
Well, he does have some quotes
Mickey
here.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
You and I are laying the foundation for a world led by Islamists. I can't read.
You should give this.
Farfour squeaked on a recent episode of the show, which is titled "Tomorrow's Pioneers."
You should give this to Steve so he can speak in that high voice and do it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, which one?
The one who... That's Steve.
There's like 7 Steves.
Yeah.
We will return the Islamic community to its former greatness and liberate Jerusalem. God willing, liberate Iraq.
When was
God
Islam
willing
ever great?
And liberate all the countries
back in the
of
day.
The Muslim invaded by the murderers. Children, call into the show.
Nice.
Many singing Hamas anthems about fighting Israel.
Hummus?
I think that's so hilarious.
It is. It's very funny.
It's funny.
Wait, they're singing a hummus like that.
Hummus. Yeah.
Hummus. Yeah, it's hummus.
That side dish that you dip bread in?
Yeah.
They're singing about that.
I saw a show they were talking about the, you know, how they indoctrinate young kids and like they had this little girl and you know they had the little subtitles coming up and stuff. But like she had the cutest voice and she was so adorable and she's like saying like I think George Bush is a pig. He should rot in hell. I would spit in his face if I met him.
I'd agree with her.
I don't know. Nothing compares to Prussian Blue.
Oh, no. They are so funny.
They're adorable.
The smiley face Hitlers on their shirts.
Oh, my God. Those girls.
Well, their song titles were really funny.
They were outrageous. Mm-hmm. One of the quotes was like they had interviewed them, and one girl was like,
"I find that hard to believe."
They were talking about the stats from the Holocaust, and she said, "I find it hard to believe that there were even 6 million Jews alive during the Holocaust to begin with."
She's like, "Whoa!" It's like Michelle from Full House.
Seriously,
with a white power attitude.
It was ridiculous. It's funny though.
DJ, you're a nigger lover.
Wow.
How Jew?
Jude, isn't it? Holy shit.
I mean, funny if like Dave Coulier would be like the Jew that they live with, you know?
He already was.
He was.
I guess.
Doing all his impressions.
Oh, God.
And they're not laughing at
like Woody Allen.
Yeah, he would do like Woody Allen or like, you know. Fucking
some hack.
Woodchuck.
Richard Lewis or something.
The Woodchuck would look like Woody Allen and would be that Jewish.
Wow.
No, it'd be like a banker.
No, he would do his
banker.
He'd be a landlord.
Is that another Jew?
C-note salad.
Oh, God.
He'd come in one day screaming as they're like putting the chipmunk in the oven and turning it on.
What?
What? Did I go too far?
Is that made of money?
Is that made of doubloons?
Gold?
Gold.
But no, he'd have to do his hack impersonation, so we'd have to do like Jerry Seinfeld and Woody Allen. because of like the hackiest.
Who are these Jews?
Cut these prices out.
I thought they were supposed to be Nazis.
No, well, it's.
Wait,
she's the only one. I think that's what we're getting at.
Oh,
she's the only one, and she's in the house with them.
I lost.
Well, just because Dave Coulier was annoying and stupid and unfunny, so he'd be the Jew to me. Like Uncle Jesse was cool, you know. He was pretty cool.
So he was in the Beach Boys,
so he can stay Greek.
He was with the two remaining Beach Boys.
The two living ones.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
Beach Boys.
Never mind.
You don't remember that?
No.
And they sang Kokomo?
No, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And they all sang it.
They all died.
Oh, God.
It was terrible. Even Kimmy Gibbler was
I don't know why I watched it. Why did I watch it? I don't
Full
know.
Full House?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a fucking good show back then.
Yeah.
Stinks on ice now, but it used to be good.
No. I'll still watch it.
Yeah, nah, I never liked her.
No, Kirk Cameron's little sister.
No, Jodie Sweetin, she really... She's really something else right now.
She's a meth addict, isn't she?
See, I'll always hold the flag for Saved by the Bell. I'm not ashamed of liking that.
Well,
that show was the best.
With Screech?
I always hated it. Yep. Well, yeah, with
Help
Screech.
Help me out here, baby.
Who else?
Yeah, because I love Screech. I wish he wasn't part of the show.
Was it? I just saw was it. Last
Screech was
before.
You. he was the Vaughn of the show.
I'm going to correct your name of this mic stand.
Breach.
Saved by the Mailman.
That was so not funny.
It was.
Breach.
Yeah.
How about Scratch and Sniff?
Wow. So anyway,
and
kill
a
that
lull
shit.
Comes
that
over
was
the crowd.
Done.
Who was that?
Hmm?
Who was what?
What?
It's done. Okay.
A lull.
I wasn't sure what he was talking about.
And the place goes silent.
Aristocrats putting people to sleep since 2004.
We're done.
Since 1884.
We tend to make you fall asleep.
Well, I don't know.
We tend to offend your adrenaline.
So what are you looking up there, Derek?
I'm looking up a type of music that I was turned on to.
Okay.
Oh.
It's
but
called,
we're not going to be able to play music soon, are we?
I'm sure no one will have a problem with me playing this music if I can actually find some.
All right. Well,
no one will have a problem.
It's called... Gabber.
Ow.
Oh, yes.
Get the hell out of here,
G-A-B-B-E-R.
Is this that boom, 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 boom? Is that stuff?
It was explained to me by a fella, basically said, take a distorted like bass drum over and over and over again really fast and then just make nonsense noises over it. Mm. And this is apparently all the rave over in Europe.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Man, stop.
All right, Larvell.
Seriously. Let's listen to some.
Oh, God.
This is music.
This is not music.
This is more like high-speed chase level theme music from a like an early 90s
game.
Arcade game.
It sounds
Spy
like
Hunter.
Yes.
No.
It sounds like an early 80s arcade game stuck in a fucking loop.
It's like Pole Position.
Or it's like when you play a game so much that it breaks, like it freezes on you.
Yeah.
Like
and it's in the
computer.
Middle of a song. Yeah.
That's got to stop.
That was good.
Yeah. That's really got to stop.
I just wanted to get the dog away from me.
Yep.
That's all I want.
Yeah, because that's the second time she ran over the cords and knocked the thing over tonight.
Yeah. It's not my fault she can't step over the cords.
It's not
she's
your
a
fault
fucking
that she's,
dog.
Only, she's only 6 inches tall.
That's it. Now I'm going to play more Gabber.
Oh, there's
sex. Nice. Wait, awesome. Porn.
Is that chainsaw? What the fuck was that? This is like Radius or Gladius or R-Type. It's fucking psychotic.
Uh-huh.
This is what ravers listen to.
How do you dance to this, though?
It's like rave music.
You have a seizure.
Yeah. It's the same garbage.
Yeah.
You get stung by 1,000 bees before you put it on.
The thing is, if they can set it up to like a strobe light or something like that, you have 20 people right there already dancing to it because they're like, ooh, light, fucking weird beat, go.
Actually, this kind of reminds me of a conversation I was just having with my brothers.
Yeah.
We were talking about how there's like rap songs. They're like... I don't know. Have you ever heard any of them? Like the ones like chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle.
Yes.
You ever hear that?
Yes.
Chicken
noodle soup and a soda on the side.
Yes. Like They just like,
yo,
man. I
love that song.
Yo, why don't you go in the booth, man? What'd you eat for lunch? Be like, yeah, I had peanut butter and jelly. Like, there's a song called Peanut Butter and Jelly or something with a cap. I don't know. There's like on the internet on a dancing peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, didn't somebody put that in a song? Like, didn't somebody put that beat, that weird beat that it makes? You know, that, like they've made it so fast that it sounds like it can actually be a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And actually use it throughout a song, I think.
That's not music. I mean...
Well, that was just a bit.
Everybody likes something different, but talking about food, like, and just saying over and over again is retarded.
Dangerous levels of boredom.
Well, that
really
was just
is.
Like... That
or
was just
low
just,
IQ.
That was just like a stupid internet bit, like, at one time. Then the Family Guy took it over and made it ultra popular.
Yeah, it took
just
it like, over 10 years later.
Just like that kicked in the nuts bit. Remember that in the Family Guy thing?
Yeah.
One episode where the guy just comes out of nowhere and kicks him in the balls?
Yeah.
That's another bit that's on that was like a radio, like a TV show. It was called Kicked in the Balls. The guy would just run up to people, kick them in the balls.
He had a crazy wig.
Yeah, the crazy wig, the whole nine. I saw that show.
Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, but
this is actually what it sounds like in an arcade in the 80s when everything is going on at once.
It sounds like a fucking MRI machine.
Right?
Like,
that's like a minute into the song. We finally got some sort of melody.
Your brother's probably listened to this shit.
Well, I mean, he likes trance and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like this, but even trance is a little better than this.
No.
It has more like...
channels.
I could deal with trance, man. This is just like understand if you use this as a drum loop in a song, and just go and then have other people play instruments throughout. I can understand it.
Possibly.
No, there's no instruments whatsoever.
No, it's but just, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, just
it's
use
a
that
minimal
as, like,
amount of effort to create something that idiots will listen to and fawn over. And
seriously,
it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
This is art.
I'm going to make a Gabber band. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. I can supply you with the beat.
Yeah. No, don't do it again. Stop.
I'm gonna make
no,
a
get the can.
Band.
Get the can away from
me. What are you
going to
do? A Geber band?
Geebers.
A Goober band.
Steve, go to the store, give me some Geebers.
You mean Goobers?
No, those are expensive.
I needed a 40 cents off.
I got a coupon for America's Choice Geebers.
Tuscan brand Geebers.
What the hell is a Geeber?
It's the
knockoff Goober.
Yeah. Oh, really? I've never seen that. That's a pretty guy.
Patrick and myself made something that might be considered music.
Yeah.
What was that?
Is it a ton of shit sounds?
No. Pretty much.
Oh, no.
Well, this might fall flat on its face. I don't know.
Let's get.
I haven't listened to this.
Good. Let's do it.
All right.
That they are.
I'm TV's Bob Barker.
What?
I got it. We had. I'll explain it first. We had a. What do you call it? Like a delay pedal. And we hooked the mics into it.
Yeah.
And then we recorded it, and we record over ourselves. And it would get really silly. Like, we started with that Bob Barker thing, and then it turned into...
This is what he does when he doesn't when he doesn't move all the equipment.
Yeah. Oh, I see. It's like it's
if everything's worse. Set up, I'll just be like, hey. And then it turns into this.
To meet you.
I like pizza.
Me too.
I'm TV's Bob Barker.
Nice to meet you.
I like pizza.
Oh, pizza.
I'm TV's Bob Barker.
Nice to meet you.
I like pizza.
Oh, pizza.
I'm TV's
this is better than
Bob
the other
Barker.
I like
nice
it.
Nice to meet you.
This
like
should be the introduction music when
TV's
we walk in.
TV's Bob Barker.
Nice to meet you.
Not bad.
Oh, Pete,
it's going.
TV's all right,
end
you say end it?
But, like, you know how we have the introduction?
Yeah.
The Aristocrats, the loud rocking thing? Well, that should be the introduction.
We have more.
Okay. I like to eat chicken.
Like to eat chicken, is it?
I like to eat
chicken.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's dying.
Chicken.
Look at him. Derek is dying. Everybody else is like, eh. Matt is mesmerized.
Chicken.
Those are all real.
Remember, this is what the show used
chicken.
To be.
Chicken.
All right, stop it.
I like to eat
chicken.
The thing is, that's coming from him. All these farts are coming from him.
Chicken.
100% manufactured from
Derek's ass.
No, you don't. You wouldn't get that gas if you like to eat chicken, you freak.
Anyway.
See, this is, I put my gas to use.
That's true.
Yes, no. So.
We did this like a
week
ago.
Are you guys
ago.
Seriously doing like an underground podcast like without the show or on the show?
Does it sound like it?
Yes.
Stupid.
It's fucking awesome.
It's horrible, Rensbacher. It's horrible, Rensbacher.
Dude, this is good.
I like this one.
Why don't we do this on our show?
I don't know. We are, I think.
We'll add it to.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, it does.
Matt is so like
uninterested.
That's a fact. I don't know.
Kill him.
See, the thing is, I can deal with all the sounds of the voices and everything, but every 2 seconds where it just ports out a poot, it's just like, what the fuck? How much gas do you
poot.
Have in you?
Ham. Pizza. Ham. Pizza. Ham. Pizza. Ham. Pizza.
It sounds like a Primus song on an album.
Sounds like. Listen to me.
Just put some bass on it.
Whoever listens to the recorded version of this podcast or whatever, this broadcast, yeah. Their head is going to fucking explode at this point.
Yeah.
That can be the first song on Sailing the Seas of Fago.
Wait, we don't. Do we do the show in stereo?
No.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we did this in stereo and he was able to channel it in left and right, yeah. It would kill somebody.
I don't want to be mono.
We are mono.
Damn.
You should
the board. All right, so that's enough of that. I just wanted to play that because
you should contact astronomers and have that beamed into space.
Like a stop everybody from
we'll
coming
get,
here.
We'll get like 62 instant reactions across the galaxy.
He freaked Dance out so much he took his headphones off for a minute. He has headphones up like this.
40 different alien races will come to blow the
Earth sound
up.
Effects manage to like fold subspace in such a way that it gets the message out.
You just got a letter.
Oh my
Wonder
goodness!
Who it's from?
Who is it from, Derek?
He was born in another country. They just figured it out.
Okay.
You're breaking radio kayfabe.
Who is?
Oh, third wall. Who gives a fuck?
Dun,
I already
dun,
broke that.
Dun.
There's a third wall?
No.
Did Japan? It actually say kayfabe on there?
Japan.
China.
So maybe we'll get an answer from that humongous supernova star that
perhaps.
They found.
Perhaps.
Didn't you want to talk about that?
Not or? Particularly.
No. I think we tapped it.
A little too dirty?
It's not funny.
Well, it doesn't have to be funny.
Okay,
we can be semi-interesting sometimes.
Yeah, we just did it like a 20-minute bit on his farts.
Yeah, really. We need to bring some science into this.
Oh, wow.
And science!
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with Derek's gas. God.
He blinded me with flatulence.
See, we should get Webmaster Mike on the phone because he could talk about this.
Well, he probably left his fucking phone in Cincinnati or something. And
what? Left my phone in Cincinnati.
He's like, my phone's in the car. And
oh! Snap.
Flatulence.
Cincinnati. Anyway, can you bring up the story about it, Derek, so we can talk about it?
Yeah, no, Derek.
Forget it. I thought maybe you had enough information.
I really don't. I just know that there was a supernova that happened like 240 million years ago.
Look, a long fucking time. All
and
that
we're
gas talk, Dan's about to kill himself. Look, he's got a knife out and everything.
He's ready to go.
He's going
to
Harry carry himself.
He's
going to
have
great.
His dig.
Is that how he died? He's
gonna...
I don't know. I don't know. No,
Harry Curry.
Harry Curry.
The Japanese samurai.
Oh, they said Harry Carey as in the Cubs announcer.
Hey, I'm about to dive off this sword.
I think he just died.
Cubs win!
Remember,
spill my guts.
Remember, Dan, not across the street, down the street.
Okay. It's
down the street, not across the road.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's the same shit. Fuck off!
We're not across the street, down the road.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think Vaughn wants to do the podcast anymore.
Yeah. No,
I don't care. Do we?
I don't care.
I don't think you do.
Can I have a seat on the couch?
Yeah. No, you got a seat on the couch.
Can he have a seat on the panel?
I don't want a seat. I just want the mic stand.
Yeah. That's right. We got to buy
this
our
mic
own.
Stand.
How awful would that be if we replaced him with Dan and let him sit on the couch? Sorry, Vaughn.
He's got this look on his face like, you fuck.
You motherfucker.
Look at this fucking idiot.
Oh, my God.
Lisa King, Filthian, I don't know, is a walking billboard against shoplifting as she parades in front of a Walmart in Atlanta.
A woman.
Oh, she's sorry. Atala. Thief. Atala, Alabama. Atala. Atala, Alabama. Wow.
Say that twice.
I just did.
Just say that ever.
I'd rather not. Her penalty for stealing. A judge ordered her and another shoplifter to stand outside the store wearing the sign for 4 hours for two successful Saturdays to avoid serving 60 days in jail.
Hey.
And she basically has a giant, like, Eat a Joe sign with big red lettering that says, I am a thief. I stole from Walmart.
Yep.
Wow.
And she's a fucking
But pig. What would you rather do? 60 days in jail or 2 days with a sandwich board on
Eight
back?
Hours with a sign.
That's I'd rather I would do that even if I didn't steal anything. I think it's hysterical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I'm really going to make one and go outside Target.
Yeah, I'll make one that just says, I am fat. I eat lots of food.
You know what?
State the obvious.
Don't wait. In front of the Target, say, I don't eat the Target food. I got jaundice.
Wow.
You should just be naked and get like a seat, like a glass one.
Nice. Oh, you want to just make people blind, don't you?
That actually made me think of something that, like, you know, Die Hard 3.
Yes.
He tells McClane he has to go into the ghetto where the sign says, I hate.
Yeah, going to Harlem, yeah.
Like, when you see on TV, it says, like, I hate everyone or something. Like, really? That's so lame. Oh, like, God. They should just cut it out from the movie then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cut that scene out. It's stupid.
That's terrible. But that's, like, an integral part of the movie because that's when he, the Samuel L.
That's
Jackson
when he meets,
gets involved. So it's like they have to, but, like, just put the fucking word on there. Who cares?
I'll tell you who cares. Everyone.
Some nappy headed hoes.
Napper headed hoes.
That's my Don Imus laugh.
That's good. Sounds like Gabber.
Gabba Gabba Hey.
Boom, boom, boom.
No, start, stop.
Gabba Gabba Hey.
That's what that.
Gabba Gabba Jordan Moe's dead.
Wow. I'm surprised it hasn't been taken already.
Hey, he's got Tourette's or something.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
We got to do a
anywho.
We got to take a break.
Yeah, we need a break.
Yeah. Need a break from this fucking show.
I thought we were going to get the day off.
Me too. I got to get up in 6 hours.
The day off. Because the other five aren't enough.
I know. What have you done on your days off?
It just started 2 days a week.
What, the last, what?
Yeah, like the last week.
4 days? Like, 3 days? Absolutely
just
nothing.
Just putting away bags of chips on the couch.
No, I
putting away.
Putting away. No,
he puts
eat,
away the groceries when his mom
chips.
Goes home.
He should.
Shut up.
He should.
I really haven't done anything on this little vacation.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
You're on vacation?
Time well spent.
I'm on vacation this week.
All right, Axel Foley.
What?
Vacation. That was
I'm on vacation. Vacation.
Nobody's going to get that.
Okay.
I got it.
Beverly Hills Cop?
I got
it. Can we get a break?
Yeah,
that was a Beverly Hills flop right there.
Can we go to break? I'm going to hang myself in your
room.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
Yep.
We're on cringehumorradio.com.
Twice a week.
Twice a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Nice. 10 p.m. Eastern. Until midnight or...
There you go.
Later.
Filled with gas.
Let's see. Good. What were we laughing about over the break?
There's more gas in this room than in a supernova.
We were kind of revisiting the Mickey Hamas. And
yeah, you know, I did a little goofy thing, and Steve almost like shit himself.
I was just playing like, we found out the Goofy's an infidel. We're going to shoot him at dawn.
He's wearing a bush mask.
Gorsh.
He's like, he's one of the Jew scum.
Wow.
Well, Chaim. Shalom.
A whole bunch of kids dressed in their garb with AK-47s walk up to him and just shoot him to death.
Shalom. I mean, howdy. I mean, oh no.
I mean, Makalaka.
Makalaka.
Makalaka ding dong.
It was a
sandwich. Now he's just turning into a fucking... Andy!
Fucking stereotype sandwich.
Avi!
Avi.
That's his real name.
Yeah. Harvey.
Yeah, actually, I forgot. A kid at work reminded me that...
Nip it in the bud! Andy!
That's so silly.
In Team America, like the Arab guys, they only say, like, they go, akum, akum.
Durka.
Durka, Durka, Jihad Muhammad. That's like, it. That's all they say.
Durka, Durka.
Well, didn't Matt Damon only say Matt Damon
yeah.
in that movie?
Yeah,
too?
Matt Damon.
yeah.
Big well,
those guys are
that
fucking
he is.
Hilarious.
They love him.
Probably. They must.
To death.
Let's dance.
What?
So yeah.
Let's dance.
The voice is going.
Let's do this, motherfucker.
What
it
sounded
like it was getting better, no?
Nah.
Why don't you give Vaughn what you got?
Okay, I don't know.
How about you guys start making out?
Yeah,
I like this next story that's coming up.
Yeah,
it doesn't have anything to do with Vaughn and I sharing saliva.
Thank you.
Not even
I agree
seminal
with
fluids.
Matt for once.
These guys weren't exactly snap, crackle, and pop.
Oh, fuck.
What began as a faint popping in a 9-year-old boy's ear, like Rice
Steve
Krispies,
isn't going
to
want to hear about this.
He says, ended up as an earache. And the doctor's diagnosis was that a pair of spiders made a home in the ear.
Oh!
They were walking on my eardrums.
Yep.
Jesse Courtney said.
They were like the size of eraser tips.
One of the spiders was still alive after the doctor flushed the fourth grader's left ear canal. His mother said her son insisted on he kept hearing a faint popping in his ear like Rice Krispies.
He's so cool about it, too, this kid.
Yeah. He said the doctor said it looked like the boy had something in his ear when he examined him. When he irrigated the ear, the first spider came out dead. The other spider took a second dousing before it emerged still
You'll
alive.
Never take me alive!
Both of them were about the size of a pencil eraser. That was a fucking big spider.
Yeah, to be in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be nesting inside your body.
Jesse was given the spiders, now both dead, as a souvenir.
Yep.
As a reminder of what not to put in your ears.
Hold on.
He has taken them to school, and his mother has taken them to work. It's real interesting, because two spiders in my ear. What next?
A fucking squirrel.
A fucking velociraptor.
Next.
Talking about that, when I was like 13 or 14.
Like Star Trek.
When I was 13 or 14, I had this weird feeling where I could not hear very well out of one ear.
Spider.
Did you have a raptor
in your ear?
No. I felt like I was kind of going deaf because everything was very, very faint.
Yeah.
So my mother was like, all right, we'll take you to the doctor. Took me to the doctor. Doctor's looking around and like noticed there's something sitting in there.
Uh-oh.
He pulls out, you know, he takes out the
big
tweezers.
Casino.
Took out the tweezer, and there's a piece of popcorn, like a packing peanut in
you
there.
You fat fuck. Oh.
No, yeah, there's a peanut in there.
I thought you said popcorn.
No, a piece of a packing peanut in there.
Ew. What, when they...
I don't know how it got in there. I still
don't
know.
When your parents opened you up.
Damn it.
When you were delivered.
You shit fucker.
I couldn't think of how to word that.
When you were sent back from Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
You fucked me.
When you were delivered from Fat X.
Come on, get him out, get him out, come on. Let's go.
It's funny, like, you picture the doctor looking the kid's ear with, like, a microscope or something to see what's in there. And just, like, focus on the spiders, like,
what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Is it bad, Doc? Oh, no.
A piece of packing peanut.
Yes. I don't know how it got in there.
I don't want to know.
So spiders.
You were probably opening something and then itching your ear.
No, knowing my dumb, knowing my silly ass, I was probably just sticking things in there.
You probably stuck it in there an hour prior and totally forgot.
No,
about
it was like, it was
ADD.
It was a good 2 weeks where it was just really a weird, like faint sound. Like
you
one
had
ear
the packing peanut in your ear for 2 weeks.
It was that, like it was that deep.
Was that like your pillows or something? Was it like packing peanuts?
I don't know why when Dan just broke it down like that, it was really funny. You had a packing peanut in your ear for 2 weeks.
I don't know.
It's like he just walked in on the conversation because he had to really clarify
so
with himself.
Well, it's hard as an upright human to believe that that could actually happen to you.
Upright citizen here.
My mother has a tendency when I was a kid and my brothers were kids to be like, no, you're kidding. No. Because my little brother, right?
Yeah.
My little brother broke his femur and he walked around for 2 days with it broken, complaining that his leg was killing him every day. And my mother's like, no, you're kidding. There's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, mothers do that.
No, because he hit a pillar. He hit a concrete pillar with his leg.
Wow.
Like, landed on it, and he's just like, it's like, you know, it's bruised and everything. She's like, oh, no, you'll be fine. Keep walking. And he kept going, and she was like, I think we might need to go bring you the MRI.
Yeah.
Wow.
The EMO. They went.
The MRI.
Shut up. They went, and they got the x-rays, and they came out, oh, yeah, he broke his femur.
Wow.
Oh, the bone is sticking through the skin. I guess
well, no,
the problem.
It was split inside. It was like no, down the center.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's like gangrenous and shit. And she's like, "Oh, you're just playing with makeup. Stop."
Yeah, I just kept it kept getting darker. It kept getting more dark. Like, and
stay
she's
out
like,
of
no.
the Jello.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of broken legs, don't we have a broken leg story to talk about?
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I think we do. Something.
Governor Corzine.
I wanted to say.
My legs.
Oh, you got more about
my
this?
Legs.
You see him?
Well, what I wanted
to
say.
Yeah, on his fucking polio stilts.
Douchebag.
Even recently, just like you, I started walking weird, and I was walking to the side, and my back was really killing me for a while.
Oh, no.
So finally, I called my mother up, because I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, do I take off work? Like, what do I do?
Again.
So I called her up. She told me to put some sports cream on and get to work.
Nice.
Finally, after a couple days, I was like, I need to get this checked out. And it turns out I had two bulged discs in my spine, and I needed to go on disability and all this stupid
fucking
shit.
Fucking jaundice.
Yeah.
It's finally crippled you.
And then I called her out on it, and she said she never said that.
Yeah.
I never told her. I told you to go to the doctor.
Seriously.
Oh, you're a bullshitter.
But really, what she said was, go to the doctor. He'll tell you the same thing I did.
Seriously.
Put some sports cream on it and get to work.
Have you told your parents about this this gastro problem you've been having for the last month?
No.
No? No. Because you know why they'd say? They'd say eat Rolaids and probably go back to work.
Yeah. No, they would say stop eating like shit.
For this past 26 years.
I was going to say.
Well, no. I mean.
He's had this problem for as long as I've known him.
But the thing is, it's been more prevalent the last 2 months. Where
no,
he's
it's
been,
bad. Like, he's been. Yeah, something's dying in my
it
stomach.
Is
you might have a tapeworm
increased.
Or something, dude.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you really could have one, like, looking at the side.
I don't think a tapeworm causes gas like that.
A tapeworm
well,
the size
shitting
of
a lot, I think it will.
A tapeworm the size of Loch Ness.
Wow. Wow, like that fucking weird sea worm that they found, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago.
Kirk,
yeah. It was like
do
a
10-foot long.
Do you
know how you get rid of a tapeworm?
Milk it out?
You shit it out or something?
No. No, what you do
you starve it.
Well, you can starve it, but you're also starving yourself.
Well, Derek can deal
well,
with
I'm sure
I think
it
dies
it
faster.
Would die before I would.
Seriously, Derek can live with a couple days starvation.
You yeah, drink a shitload of milk.
Oh. They probably have some kind of shit that you eat or drink that kills it.
Yeah, but milk is
you
easiest.
You hold a piece of raw meat in your mouth, like not on your tongue, and you wait for the thing to crawl up your throat after the meat.
No.
Yeah, I'd rather let it starve.
No, I don't want to do that.
Slowly take it out.
Oh my God, that's nightmare.
Actually,
that's a nightmare
like,
right there.
You can actually like see it.
Can I? Oh yeah,
yeah, you can see it. And when the head comes up, like your throat, you slowly pull it out like, your throat.
What is this? A trauma movie?
No,
the
I'm
fuck?
Not. This is what they really do, like in Africa and shit.
Well, you know what? You know what? They
we're
don't
a little
have
more civilized.
There.
We don't have AIDS.
Wow.
They'll see popcorn thinking it cures AIDS.
So yeah,
and
popcorn
rape
cures tapeworms.
Sticking in their ears like Vaughn.
And they rape virgins
no, but they,
to think they can cure
what
AIDS.
What are the
too.
Survival manuals I have from something?
How many people
teaches
die?
You how to do this.
From Africa?
And also, yes, from Africa. And then it also teaches you, like, wrap it on a stick because they can be, you know,
feisty.
As long as your intestines.
Which is miles, apparently.
Yeah,
miles.
Apparently.
Isn't that like you're spending an hour ripping a
I see.
But like, you got to be real gentle with it because if you rip it, it's like a worm. It will form a new head.
Yeah.
No.
And
mm-hmm.
then you're like fucked all over again.
I will starve myself for a handful of days.
This is making me very uncomfortable and ill.
Yeah. Don't want to talk about
it. But we could have used Steve's steak from Outback to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
That bloody
he could have just put
meat.
It on his plate and it would have jumped
there's
right out on the plate.
Plate of blood after I was done.
He's like, oh, this is.
Holy shit.
Wow. Starts chowing down on it.
That's a good
stick. Knock him, knock him, knock him, knock
him. Like the mouth in an alien just comes
yeah.
out
yeah.
and grabs
it
and pulls it back in.
Out. Funk.
That's horrible. Oh, God.
One for me, one for you.
Nope.
Spiders Yoshi. In the ear and tapeworm in your mouth.
Nope.
Don't nice. Want them know about it.
Seriously, I would let it starve. You could let it starve. Derek could let it starve. Matt could let it starve. Steve, I don't know about but the rest of us can all let it starve. We have enough packaging to go a couple days starvation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, and Carly wants to jump in on that.
Starvation? No.
What do you think about tapeworms?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you do a...
Want one.
You
want
no,
one?
You
want one.
You want one?
Yeah.
She wants
oh, yeah,
one
don't you
pet.
Lose a ridiculous amount of weight when you have tapeworms?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, but then
everything.
Your stomach gets all bloated, though, from the worm.
I don't know that.
So Derek doesn't
so
have that.
You lose the weight, but you
it's
still
like an anaconda.
Worm.
It's an anaconda by the time it's done.
What was that?
Its tail is out your ass.
I'm not exactly sure.
You go back to the walrus that you used to be?
Doesn't it have, like...
I know,
not you!
Kill you.
Not
doesn't
you,
it hook
you
onto your intestines and shit?
Not you, your loved one.
Yeah, I think one part, I think it has like two heads or something. It latches on.
What a disgusting thing.
Just sits there with his mouth open.
That's enough.
I want to see a picture of this.
No, you don't.
It's just like a flat, like,
I've seen them before, but
it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah, disgusting.
Oh, look at the fucking head on that
no.
thing.
No.
That is a nightmare.
Ew.
No.
That is a nightmare. How could you ever possibly
look? It's like four vaginas.
No.
Yeah. I was just about to say, it looks like four vaginas.
Oh,
with 30 penis heads as the crown.
Yeah.
Oh my god, look at the size of that goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's like miles.
Mm-hmm.
What did what did it list the size as?
18 feet.
Really? Jesus.
5 meters.
That's
They can grow up to 25 meters.
Up to 25 meters?
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous.
75 feet.
What? That's almost a fucking
It's closer to 80 feet, I think.
That's absurd.
Oh.
No. No.
No. If I have one of these, I'm just going to kill myself.
Yeah, I'd rather just blow my
stomach
out.
Say how
to
get rid
out.
Of it.
I don't know.
The raw meat.
Don't Wikipedia it. It'll give you some bullshit fucking answer. Yeah. Like, drink fucking
like, put
beer.
A raw piece of meat in your mouth.
Pull it out.
Like,
pull it out like you're fishing.
Eat an entire meat lover's pizza and just give it a heart attack.
Make it a fat, lazy, obese American.
Finally, just fall out of your ass.
Too lazy to even latch onto your intestines.
Oh my God.
Eat a hash brownie or something.
Imagine shitting that out.
No, people I don't want to.
How long would that take?
People do.
18 feet long.
Trailing you out of your ass.
Yeah, it probably
leave.
Like yeah, probably does.
I think you got some toilet paper stuck in you. Nah, it's a tapeworm. I've been shitting after the last 5 days.
I'm still like working on it.
It's on your shoe. You come out of the bathroom. And you got tapeworm on your shoe. Oh, it's embarrassing.
That's a nappy-headed tapeworm.
That's a nasty-headed tapeworm.
So what, Vaughn quit?
Vaughn's done with the show.
Oh,
so
Vaughn's the mayor now. He's fucking schmoozing.
The mayor.
The mayor.
I wish
beer,
he was.
Beer,
he crashed
beer,
his fucking
beer.
Car.
My legs.
You cocksucker.
Oh, stop it.
The mayor.
Corazon. Is there audio of him saying that? That must be hilarious.
You cocksucker?
No, of course not. My legs.
Oh, God. I forgot to tell you guys. This guy I know goes to AC
really?
A fucking lot, like every weekend. And he always goes to Trump. And
is
I guess
my grandfather?
Probably. They're doing some kind of promotion there to like win like $100,000
yeah,
or whatever.
Yep. I'll personally deliver you $100,000.
Yeah. And they said Trump was there in the casino. And like they had him up on a stage and he was like talking. And he's like, and this is like an older guy. So, I mean, he wouldn't make this shit up. And he's just like, you know, he gets on the subject of Rosie O'Donnell. You know Rosie O'Donnell? I was like, yeah. And he goes, and he's up there. And I'm not really listening. But then I hear him say, that Rosie O'Donnell was a fat fucking piece of shit. And I'm just like, you know, there's kids around here. Jeez. Fucking Trump is in his casino calling Rosie O'Donnell.
Might as well.
Fat fuck or a fat fucking piece of shit.
Good for him.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's a fat fucking piece of shit. I mean, yeah. Look at her.
But the thing is,
disgusting.
Rosie O'Donnell's a beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. But the thing is, she'll at least tell you that. She's not like, oh, no, I'm good. I need to lose a couple inches. But no, she'll say she's a fat bitch. She doesn't care. That bald-headed motherfucker, he has
you're,
to sit there
you're sticking up for Rosie O'Donnell.
Can you stop? Why do you stick up for everything that is decadent and ridiculous and terrible and unnecessary and has no reason existing in this world?
Here's the thing.
Most of it.
Here's the thing. If we were yelling about Donald Trump,
No, I wouldn't.
He would be like raving about him.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
I don't like Donald Trump. I don't.
How do you not like Donald Trump?
He's an asshole.
That's why he's good.
That's
why he's funny.
Comb over having no talent hack douchebag.
What talent? He has plenty of talent in what he does.
Have you seen
he's one of the best in the world at what he does.
Yeah, bankrupt twice. Big fucking deal.
Bankrupt like a single building.
Yeah, he's not bankrupt.
Out of
he's
dozens.
Not bankrupt. Something
oh,
he owns.
Stop sucking his dick. Let's go to another thing.
I will. It's got a nice comb over it.
You would. If he put his pants down, you'd be on your knees.
His balls are real squinty looking and shit.
Donald Trump's the man.
Anyway. He really is. He really is.
I've liked him ever since
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Probably around WrestleMania 4.
Not wrestling.
Yeah. Right around
no
that
wrestling.
Time.
We went an hour and a half without wrestling.
Yeah, we did.
It's pretty good.
Oops.
Good
it's
thanks,
indirectly
Matt.
Related.
Everything has to do with wrestling.
Why not?
About it.
We should just call ourselves.
It's really true.
Another thing he said was he said he had Rosie O'Donnell like in his casinos before, I guess, when she was a comedian. And he goes, She wasn't fucking funny.
No, she wasn't.
She was just fucking comedic.
I agree with her. She's never. What was that shitty movie that she did with Dan Aykroyd?
Exit to Eden.
Yes. Yes. That was god awful.
It was bad. Oh, God. I saw that when it came out.
She's a fat wench. Talks like a trucker. I want nothing to do with her.
Meaty, wait, man. You saw it in the theater?
I don't think I saw it in the theater.
Or did you see it on tape when it came out?
And whenever, like, you could see it at home. Probably HBO or whatever.
Oh.
So, like, 8 months after it came out.
He saw it on Laserdisc.
Madonna was kind of hot.
Laserdisc.
Worth it.
Okay. Madonna wasn't in that movie.
Oh, I was thinking of League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. The second time somebody has mistaken a League of Their Own for another movie on the show.
Well, I was just thinking
first
about it.
First time it was Major League, and it was my fault.
I was watching it before it came down tonight.
A League of Their Own?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Fucking John Lovitz is hilarious
he is.
In the movie, and Tom Hanks rules, too. So it has some saving graces.
And Madonna and wrote that song that I cry every time I...
No, you don't.
It used to be my playground.
Fag.
So yeah.
Homo.
Fag.
Oh, fag.
Gaylord.
Mr. Fag.
Who said that? A man injured by toppled tombstone.
What?
Undertaker.
This is a real tombstone pile driver in this situation. Get ready.
A man found trapped unconscious beneath a 1,000-pound tombstone in a cemetery faces charges and may have to pay for damages.
Wait.
Michael why? David Schreiber's legs were broken by the stone, and the family name on the gravestone left the letter V imprinted on his thigh.
Yes. Nice.
He said it took five officers to remove the headstone from his body.
So, yep.
He's 22 years old. He faces criminal trespassing, criminal mischief, and public intoxication.
What a fucking idiot.
Wow.
Why do you need a headstone that damn big?
Is 1,000 pounds a little much for a tombstone?
Dude, they're solid.
Yeah. Even still.
Yeah. Like, solid granite. Yeah.
They got to be able to, as big as you think.
$8,400.
It's probably like
the normal.
How do they get them out there then? Don't they like?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
It's
got to
be big.
They need a crane for 1,000 pounds.
Not that big. 1,000 pounds of like cement.
Dude, they use a crane to get the bodies over there.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. You carry them out there.
Well, if your funeral has to have a mariachi band, then maybe.
No, but I mean seriously, when someone gets buried, you never see the headstone.
Like because it's not
there.
Made up right away.
Yeah,
I think they're waiting for him to be days. In the ground.
I think,
like, all right, he's done.
It takes
he's
like
good.
A couple months.
They might come back. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're usually...
Saved by the bell. You know that expression?
No.
Supposedly where that originated from?
I thought it was...
Does Carly know?
I know.
They would bury people and they weren't really dead.
Yeah.
And so they would put
like
a little bell in the coffin.
No, they put a bell like a thing outside with a
yeah.
rope.
Was it outside with a rope?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in the coffin.
But
the rope would
can
be
ring
inside.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little creepy anyway.
Yeah, a little bit.
Saved by the bell.
But usually
I say fuck them.
But usually yeah. by that time, the person's gutted and then everything's pulled out.
Not when they were doing
in.
This.
Not back in the day.
Yeah, in the
not when they were using this.
Sorry, fucking Christ.
I mean, Egyptians
I mean,
did that shit.
No, it was already being practiced, but it was pointless. I mean, today's day and age, what is it going to give the worms a bigger meal? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think that... The joke in my family is that my grandmother has hers paid for, knocked out, and just waiting for the day.
Yeah.
Just waiting
yeah,
for the year to
do.
No.
It's the year to pop it
no.
out.
That's a good joke.
No!
What?
That!
Oh.
Fucking nasty.
That was him.
Me too. The joke is that my grandmother's waiting to die. That's
oh, we got some nappy headed
it's
death there.
No, it's
most
the truth.
Old people though.
I told Tucky no. that there was no funny on the show today. I was wrong.
No, it's the truth though.
That's
mean,
a touch of the Grim Reaper.
She's been saying this for about 15 years now. Ever since she got rebaptized,
God.
She's just waiting. Like and like she because she's the most like I don't know, like she
pessimistic and, person that you've ever met. No, a lot of old people get to that point.
She's a very optimistic woman, but it's like anything that happens to anybody, she's automatically, oh, I have that. Like, I have to go to the doctor to get it checked out.
Well, one of our old friends, Carly knows, his grandfather is really, really, like, crappy like that. So for his birthday or Christmas or something, they bought him a brand new suit.
Yeah.
Figure, you know, you can go out or whatever.
You're
going
to get buried in it.
Wow.
Yo, Derek, your line, I'm sorry, but Vaughn just stepped up.
Oh, did I? Oh, shit.
What were you going to say there?
Nah, never mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm off the show.
Oh, it's about Spider-Man 3, right?
You got 15 minutes. It's all yours.
Okay.
All right, go.
So anyway.
Wrestling computers.
It's Vaughn's.
Oh.
Go, Vaughn. Go.
Put the New World Order music on. I'll fucking play it out.
Put on the fucking Communist March.
Vaughn World Order.
Like.
Vaughn. Okay.
All right, fine. Because Derek gets stepped on, he fucking automatically cries about it.
Well, it's kind of rude. A little rude.
Oh, it's kind of rude. We all walk over each other. Continue.
Wait a minute. It's the end. It's the VWO. What are they? He has ball bats.
See, I can fill this 15 minutes by him just talking. No big deal. Oh, everybody's off but me. Oh, he's really showing me now. This isn't, me talking the whole damn time? Oh, Dan, you should talk. You don't even get the word in edgewise. All right. What is it? We were supposed to be off today because of some moment of silence thing, even though they changed to July 16th from May 16th. And, like, who knows? Really? 15 minutes. This is going to be fucking long. This is the point. That's why I'm not talking. See? Hey, Carla, you want to talk? No. Carly. Come. The music ends in like 2 minutes, doesn't it? Oh, you do. So, Carly. I've been, what's the word? Let's see. Let me think. Oh, your boyfriend has a tendency to cry when I walk over things. Because it's supposed to be funny, but I don't know when. Oh, I like to say things. Sorry. I have a tendency to say the words differently than other people. Ooh. Yeah, but I'm not as retarded. I just do it on purpose. What? Oh, God. No, I don't eat cheese puffs. The only person who's really going to hate this is Vendo. No, he's going to hate this. Who else? What? And the thing is, I remember about that bit was that they only did 2 seconds and then they wrestled. And it was half the time was something so innocuous that it made no sense at all. They were drunk off their asses. It came in, beat whoever they were, and just said, what? And walked off. This is the worst radio ever. Yeah. Because you got to cry about something. Ooh. You're not crying. You took everybody else off. I don't need my time. I have my time. I don't give a shit. Put everybody back up. Don't be a prick.
You're being a prick.
Yeah, you are. This is such a one-sided conversation. Put your fucking mic on.
Welcome back.
We're back. We had to get rid. We had to get those fools out of the ring.
Yeah, them. All righty. VWO is
Ian.
That's one or the other, Vaughn.
Ian. The VWO invaded.
They invaded.
All right. Well, see you later.
Thanks, Vaughn.
Thanks for coming out.
Oh, what was that story you were talking about?
I had no idea.
Somebody dying in a suit. I don't know.
Yeah. Give me...
So we got a suit for Christmas?
Yeah, and he said, well, it's a pretty nice suit. I guess you can bury me in it.
Well.
We'll just cut that whole middle part.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Nobody's listening live, so we're really not hurting anybody. Yeah, right.
That's right. Bleep, bleep, bleep. What happened? Somebody's jetting.
What this do we is got? Fucking gay.
We got anything going on there?
Nope.
So yeah.
So,
cocaine drink pulled from shelves nationwide.
I saw that today. I didn't even know there was a drink named that. I don't even know how the manufacturer got approval.
It probably wasn't available.
It's from Colombia.
Is it from Colombia? No.
Well, there was one that was in FHM.
Oh yeah.
Sometime last year, they went all the way down to Colombia to drink the soda made with real Coke.
Oh,
well, awesome. It was Redo Beverages. Of Las Vegas said the company plans to sell the drink under a new name for now.
Morphine.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Yeah.
Crack.
Of course, we intended for cocaine energy drink to be a legal alternative, the same way that celibacy is an alternative to premarital sex.
Of course.
What?
Of course.
Because that's the same thing.
That is, remember what we were talking about before, what you call overstating?
Overstating,
yeah. With
obvious.
That one story, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a horrible. What?
Yeah, I know.
What was I talking about
when somebody compared a certain reaction
to the terror
of the death penalty, saying like you say you wouldn't want to kill somebody like Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, New Jersey is trying to
abolish the death penalty,
and this guy who's against the abolishing of the death penalty basically said. That, you know, you wouldn't want to kill Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
Like, as if he's from Jersey.
So let's abolish the death penalty, first of all, and then watch the murder rate rise.
We've had the death penalty back for the last 26 years.
Has it done anything?
And we have killed no one.
Yeah, there's six guys on death row.
I don't think we've killed anyone.
They say it's going to be like $30,000 an inmate less a year if we get rid of it.
I think the thought of being killed for murdering someone prevents people from murdering people.
They say,
yeah,
they
but not
say
this because we don't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Texas, yeah, it works. Here, not so much.
The whole system needs to just be.
We need to just start shooting.
Redone. Yes, it's
point and shoot.
Point and shoot.
That's it.
Well, what we need to do is just shoot like now, it's bomb Camden.
Yeah.
Because that's
yeah.
basically where all the murders.
It's funny, we were discussing that at my brother's
murder,
house, too.
Well, it's no longer the murder capital of the world.
It got beat out this year already?
Yeah.
Newark?
It's no longer the car theft capital of the world, the crime capital of the... Well, not the world, the country.
Wait, several several titles.
Triple Crown.
Something.
I think it was Atlanta, actually.
Or Chicago Atlanta, or something.
Really? Yeah. Hot Atlanta is coming up. In
ATL, wow. baby.
Yeah.
ATL Pride represent.
Yeah. Well, I'd be proud that, you know... Many people that I know were shot over nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good thing to be proud of.
Nice.
I find it funny how, for like the last 10 years, we've had the worst city in the country, crime-wise, and the greatest city in the country, crime-wise.
Both in Jersey.
Both in Jersey, mm-hmm. two counties apart.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the greatest or the best?
Tom's River has been for the last couple of years, surprisingly.
Well, who fucks in Tom's River?
Exactly.
The Blue Claws game.
Exactly. No, not Tom's. I'm sorry, Brick.
Oh,
okay. Same fucking place.
Really?
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Right next to each other.
You got Ocean County, then you got Camden County.
Yep.
Well, they got the aquarium. That's pretty nice.
I thought they shut that down.
No.
Oh.
As far as I know. I'm going to go back.
I haven't been there since probably elementary school.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Really?
It's probably one of the few like state attractions I have
probably
been to.
Black bums fucking sleeping in the shark tanks.
Now it's a state detraction. you like that?
Took a second, yeah.
That was good.
Comcast seeks same-day movie release as theaters.
Boring.
Doubt it.
Boring, Vaughn yells.
Comcast, the biggest U.S. cable operator, has held talks with Hollywood studios to show movies on cable the same day as they are open in theaters.
Wow.
They said they
doesn't that defeat the poor?
That's terrible.
A theater.
Well, they want to charge between $30 and $50 to watch an opening day movie at home.
What? They can go fuck themselves.
Dude, it comes out a month later on DVD. Yeah.
You think about it. For $10 more, you could sit at home and not have to deal with annoying assholes and watch the movie.
Just say it, Dan. Black people.
No, I'm thinking teenagers. I'm becoming a crotchety old man.
Right? God, just
well,
say
it's true.
Black teenagers.
Actually, white teenagers
at the Monmouth Mall.
That white place
teenagers
is a shit
annoy
hole.
Me more.
Yeah.
Yeah. White teachers who think they're black.
This is disgusting.
It's a horrible idea.
No, it's disgusting.
It's not even a reasonable idea. It's retarded.
Who's going to pay $50 to see a movie?
But if you think about it, if you can have the movie released, pirating videos is through the roof.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If it's available on cable, who's going to buy a pirated copy of it?
Okay, if it's available on cable for $30 and I can sell on the street for $3, why wouldn't you buy it
I
off
guess
me?
So.
Because what does it cost? 75 cents for a Blink DVD, DVR.
Not even.
Just like, why do you have to see a movie when it opens up anyway?
See, this is this the guy I have out. Now mentality that I hate.
Yeah, like yeah. VHS. Like it took like a year for a movie to come out.
Yeah.
So like I can understand like if this was still in that time. Like oh well, you can get it now for like you know you pay a little extra. But
an
hey,
average
you
of 3 months after a movie comes out now, I think.
Not even
not
fucking
even some of
that
them
stupid
like,
movie with Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant. I just saw
it
a previews
on,
for
it.
It
depends on
in a
how
movie,
stupid
and
how
now
bad
it's on
it
DVD
is.
Already.
The worse the movie is, the sooner it comes out on
well,
DVD.
Well, yeah, but even still, like even good movies are not that long.
Well, man, that I'm angry about that. I really am. Yeah.
Why?
It just pisses me off.
He's getting pissed. I'm not trying to be like Vaughn and
because first of just, all, for the people who want to go see movies, it's just going to get more expensive.
Yeah.
I like going out to the movies and seeing them.
Yeah, it's nice.
Wouldn't you think it'd get cheaper, though?
Take a chick to the movies, you know?
I don't think
you
so.
Compete.
Kind of fun.
Don't well,
the reason why
home.
It's so expensive is because of what they charge the theaters to actually have the movie.
Yeah.
They don't make money on the movie at all.
No.
No. They don't make... They can't. For the amount of money that they,
that's
they pay to have it.
That's why refreshments are...
That's why they got to charge so $4 for fucking Giebers.
But they're damn good.
I thought it's because everyone's pirating shit.
Well, it, you know, it's,
I don't know. Movie pirating has been around for a very long time.
Yeah,
it's never been that big of a problem.
None of that shit's a threat. It's all bullshit, yeah. Fucking money grabbing.
Because
crap.
The fact that every time a new movie comes out that's going to be a blockbuster tops the one before it means that it has no effect.
Yeah.
People want that experience. They want to go and see the movie. Like, all right, if I had a widescreen TV, like, as big as Derek's window on the side of his house.
That's pretty big, by the way.
Yeah. It's pretty big for a TV.
Yeah.
It's, like, a 12-foot wide television.
Yeah.
It's still not as good as going to a movie.
I'll tell you how much they like the experience. They pay, how much, like, $20-$25 to go to IMAX.
Yeah.
Which is basically, what, a 50-foot fucking screen.
Ridiculous.
And just like ridiculous sound system.
Yeah.
It's an experience. And it's mm-hmm. being ruined, of course.
By what?
By all this shit.
By teenagers.
By the price gouging and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, what? Not even that long ago. I used to go to the movies, like, you know, a couple times a month.
Yeah, me too.
Do you remember Middle Town Movie Theater?
Oh, yeah.
$3 movies.
Yep.
Shithole.
It was like $6 when the multiplex went up, and I think multiplex must have been $8 when they started.
Yeah, and everyone went to multiplex.
What is it now?
What?
It's like multiplex. Nine.
I haven't been. It's like $9.75.
I think
nine
it's nine
change.
Something.
Yeah.
It depends on the movie. Sometimes they're like a little more,
yeah.
depending on how big the release is.
I think Sony is or Mammoth. Whatever the hell, Mammoth.
A little cheaper.
That's a consistent price. It's like $9.
Last time I went, there were more money than Hazlitt.
Really?
It was like $10.
Now, the last time I went, it was like 8-something.
When the hell's the last time you went to the movies?
Less than a year ago.
Yeah, well, it's just one up.
Yeah, because it was like 9. I just saw the Aqua Teen movie like last week, so.
Oh, my God, the toucher is a horrible racist.
What happened?
Oh, no.
In the back of the good old days of scalping, he's not talking about tickets. If you leave the theater with the scalp of a nigger, you should get your money back.
Wow.
Ouch.
Wow.
Damn.
That's good.
They have
old
black people in Australia?
That's good old Aussie humor there.
Oh, the Aborigines, that's Aborigines. Right. Well, they got their own Bible now.
It's true.
Do they?
Yeah,
it's
the
been
Bible,
translated.
Bible has been translated into Aboriginal.
I also call it pointless.
Ezekiel.
No,
that's Swahili.
Yeah. Same thing.
Fuck. No, they have to like crocodile little knee. They get up with the thing with the string.
Crocodile.
That's some scalp brothers there.
Scalp brothers.
Some nappy-headed aborigines.
Nappy-headed scalps.
Yeah. Sorry. How much again were they going
to
charge?
$30 to $50.
See, that's a lot of money.
That is. Yeah. I wouldn't pay that.
That's the pay-per-view.
Yeah, how long does it take for like pay-per-view or on-demand or those things? It's not very long.
No,
it's like it comes out before the DVD comes.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's only like a month.
That's the best thing.
Yeah, because it's like $3. The
it's
cheaper. I don't know how much it is now.
And you can.
It's like three or four bucks, and Blockbuster is $5.02. Yeah.
You don't have to go and stand in line for an hour
and deal with the assholes trying to sell you something extra.
What time of the day you go to a Blockbuster? You're always waiting. Yep. Every time,
you're the only one in the store.
Yeah,
and
you're still waiting
to get rung up.
Steve never waits if Hot Rod is working there, though.
No, just stop right there.
Wait, is he still working?
I have no idea. I haven't seen him in like years.
Come in my line, have a titty bear.
No, that's the only time like I got decent service when Hot Rod.
Oh my God!
I'm not
decent
even comfortable.
Service.
This is with the sliders in the ear.
Okay, I wouldn't go decent. Prompt.
Did he say he wanted to bite service? Your butt?
I mean, yes, he did. Back in high school.
I have some movies of my own that you might want to view at my home.
And then he went and did gardening for the only openly gay teacher.
I never did gardening. How many times do I have to say this?
What'd you do?
Mrs. Mahoney.
Oh.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Nice job, Mrs. Black.
We're just going to go ahead and say yes, you did, Dan. Because you can't drop any
your teacher, Balls Mahoney.
Mahoney from... He meant Mahoney from Police.
From Police Academy.
Yes.
Isn't one of them dead? Isn't Tackleberry dead?
Did he die? I don't know.
Didn't the guy with all the voices die?
No.
Lorville Jones?
He'll never die. He'll just preserve his head so he can make voices still.
Be like Futurama.
Like that guy from Alien. They cut off the top of him and just kept him alive.
All right. What were you saying, Dan?
I never did any landscaping for the gay teacher.
he did manscaping.
I need a little trim down below the equator.
So what were you doing exactly?
I heard you were mowing his lawn. And planting some flowers, planting tulips on him.
Did you wax his car? No?
No.
That wax
is
his
so
car.
Terrible.
No. Tighty whitey.
Planting tulips on him.
Oh,
no. I only did
And he's doing gardening. He's looking, it's like Cool Hand Luke. He's like rubbing up against a car and he's looking on.
Oh, God.
What's all Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah,
I saw it.
I was actually thinking more of the Jessica Simpson video where she's waxing the car.
That's pretty much basically
he's rubbing his big
thing.
Tits on the on the window.
What?
Taking it off here, boss.
Oh my God! And they're all just like
Speedo in my hand. Just for the record, I only landscape for female teachers.
Okay, all right.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, now we're done with that creepy subject.
Yeah, well, it's 12:02.
We went over. Vaughn doesn't have to work tomorrow. We can go over.
We can go late.
Well, I do, so.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have exactly 5 hours of sleep left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and I'm about losing.
Right.
I'm losing them rapidly.
And good.
We're out.
Okay. Big thank you to
Cringe Humor.
Cringe Humor.
And for that nice little shout out from BJ. Appreciate it. Support
thank you very
welcome
much.
Everywhere.
Toucher said we killed 99% of our native niggers 200 years ago upon arrival.
Whoa.
Oh. I guess in Australia.
Native niggers.
Native.
Were they native though?
Aborigines,
I guess.
I guess they've been there for tens of years.
Since Pangea broke up?
Yeah. Pangea? The band?
The band? There's a band Pangea?
No. Probably.
A horrible tattoo?
Oh, God.
It is a horrible tattoo.
I don't like those tapeworms crawling inside my stomach. I don't like Aborigines looking at me either.
Lives are going to be in Wailing Mercy's hands.
And on that note, we got to go.
Listen next Thursday.
No, don't listen because we suck.
Listen Thursday.
No.
I won't be here.
We don't suck.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.